Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them? Episode 284. Wow. You guys were big fans of the costumes.
I got texts from my real life people that were like, Jesse, what the fuck? Like, you know.
I got some responses. I was reposting some stories this morning that people had tagged us in, and I got some of my real life friends responding, being like, this is great.
It's just work. No worries.
What is this? I'm like, you know, we really kicked it off strong.
Unfortunately, I mean, there is one other costume. I mean, our costumes, I love our costumes. I love all of them.
I think they're all pretty
good. We started with the best one, for fuck's sake.
I don't know. I think the one that we were talking about yesterday that we're like a little on the fence about, I think we should do because I think
yeah, no, at this point we have to, like, we can't lose the momentum, but I do fear bed bugs is going to be up there. That's, you know.
The joke of it is, though, is that like the costume itself was
horrible.
It was just like Amazon, whatever. They weren't even bed bugs. They were roaches. I think combined with
the
being
lore.
In the bed and like, yeah, I think that was
deep lore
really
here on this
home.
Channel. And just in general, I do think that it was very funny. Very uncomfortable. That was a very uncomfortable costume.
I left. I don't know if you rewatched it. I put it in at the very end. I cut to
yeah. You at the end.
Like dents in my face. Anyway, no costume today, but what are you wearing for your shirt?
Got my little haunted house one in honor of the intro you made. With the haunted house.
That was a big hit too.
Our is that like Victorian era or what would that be?
Correct.
18 somethings it said.
Yes, correct. I was trying to think of other names to put like that would be like our ancestors and
right.
I couldn't. So I was like, I don't know. And I just did Jessica Urban, which I feel like that's just a hit every time. And then I switched mine up to Leader Lay instead of the other girl.
Okay. Well, anyway, guys, we do have more fun things in store for Halloween. So we'll see what happens with our next costume. We're not even sure which one's our next one. We got a few to choose from.
I don't know what our next intro is. Don't know what our next costume is.
Don't know nothing.
Time will tell.
Well, anyway, guys, we do have an episode for you today. And I fear my worlds are colliding. Not like when Ash Trevino came to the show where I was like, oh my God, my worlds are colliding. Like this
came
is something
to
I
the
see
show,
on TikTok.
You brought her to the show.
I brought her. I brought her here. I brought her here. Sometimes I bring my friends, Queen Cheryl. Come on. I do like to, you know, bring some things to you guys that otherwise you may not know about. However, this is different. This is somebody that I was pretty sure I was never going to talk about on this channel. I've seen people talk about her and what they cover. I was not interested in covering, and I'll explain that in a second. But then she got into drama and I was like, well, then now, bitch, you're in my world. And now I'll have to bring you here to meet my friends.
Shocker. I have never heard of her before.
I know. Do you want to start with that? Because that's kind of like the longest one. And then the second one, depending on our time, like we could do it quick or we can take our time. You know,
sure.
We'll see the vibes.
Let's meet your friend. Bring her out.
Amanda McGee, also known as Amanda McGuinness, and she is a creator that has been on TikTok for years now. She is the self-proclaimed messy mom of TikTok, and I think that this is beyond a mess. I think that her living conditions are very, very poor. That is why she has a following. Unfortunately, that attracts people.
I did a quick Google after you said her name, and first of all, someone called her Amanda MCG.
Yeah.
And I was like, G? No, MCG?
McG. No, that's what she goes by too. And her name is McGuinness, so I don't know where MCG
that's weird.
Came from. I guess just because her username is Amanda MCG.
Yeah,
but instead of reading
McG?
It like McG. Oh, McG. I suppose McG would have been cool. But yeah, I say it MCG in my head too now when I see it.
Well, so I Googled her and I saw that it was stuff about her very, very, very messy, mostly kitchen I saw, but it seemed like everywhere is messy. I wasn't aware she was a mom.
Oh, yes. She is a mom, I want to say, of three kids.
Oh.
I'm sure there are three. I'm not sure if there's another one, but I think it's just three.
Sounds like a great environment for them.
Right. And she openly talks about having one of her sons who is autistic staying in the house as well. And she does show her kids. Her kids aren't her main thing, but she's shown certain things that I'm like, oh God, like she's a hot mess. Okay. I understand that she is in a mental situation that has brought her to the point that she's at. And I'm going to show you, like, I thought it was really important to show you the state of her house before this, but then also some patterns of her as a person. Because this isn't just about her messy house. This is her messy house meets her messy personality. Like, wow. She is a messy person. At first, I thought she was just kind of like interesting, you know what I mean? Avant-garde. I thought she was just a little bit strange. But then when this whole situation happened, I kind of have seen a different side of her that I'm like, damn, like, is she nice? Is she a good person? Or is she like, it's just very, very weird. So let's start from the beginning, not the very beginning, because spoiler alert, Amanda's account got banned, permanently banned after this whole drama happened. And she got banned because she told her, this is crazy, but she told her daughter, who's 8 years old, not to go on her live and that she was just going to step away for a second. And then the daughter did. And nothing like precarious happened, but like they got banned from that.
Is that not allowed?
I don't think you can show minors on live on TikTok. I do think that that's a thing. I'm pretty sure. But anyway, she went on TikTok, her new account, and was sobbing and saying that her daughter didn't listen and now she's banned and now she wants to be back in the creator fund. And she had like $2,500 in that account that she really was like counting on, which totally understandable. And she was just really distraught. So all of that being said, yeah, we don't have all of her content from before, you know what I mean? And that's a little bit tricky because she wasn't the type to like delete shit. Like she has kept up everything, including detailed documenting of like when CPS came to her house and had an open case on her for a month because of the state of her house.
Great.
So yeah, we've got a lot to cover. But shout out to Melina Tessie and RKH Media on YouTube, because a lot of people have made videos on her. And so we were able to piece together, you know, some of the stuff that we don't have anymore because she's deleted.
I wish Google Cash was still a thing.
I know. We have been so screwed since that. We were spoiled and we didn't even know it.
I know. And I just felt so cool because I was like, oh my God, I can get it. No, not anymore. It's all gone.
So Melina did like a little compilation in the beginning of her video that we can watch. And again, this is just to set the stage of what she has been posting for the past few years, because a lot of people come for her pattern and like her saying she wants to get help and then acting like she's going to do better and then coming back a month later and everything's a fucking disaster again. And people are just frustrated with it.
So one of the videos that I clicked on, it basically implied that she like keeps it messy for content.
She does not. There's, okay. I mean, I know, and I've seen that theory, and I see that theory with a lot of people who are messy on TikTok. And that's why I didn't want to cover her, because obviously she has some sort of executive dysfunction or something that is causing her and her family to live like this, whether it's through trauma or whatever the fuck is the reason. And I don't know the benefit of being like, ew, your house is fucking disgusting.
Well, same with like people that are hoarders. You can't like shame them into not being hoarders.
Exactly. They're probably very ashamed already. Yeah. You know what I mean? And unfortunately, shame isn't enough for people to change their life, because it's not like they don't have the capability to change. They need therapy or medication or something.
And especially not someone that's voluntarily putting it all online for people
to
see.
So that's what makes her messier, though. That's what makes her messier, because I do see that angle of people being like, so you profit off of it. And I think that she's not setting it up to profit off of it. I think she's like making lemonades out of lemons type of thing, where she's just like, okay, my house is fucking gross and people think it's insane. And if they want to watch that and it gets me and my family paid, we already live like this. You know what I mean?
I was not even implying that she was like doing it for content, but that obviously she doesn't have too much shame if she's willing to put it all like,
oh, she has none.
No. Yeah, exactly. So it's like, you're not going to be able to shame someone into stopping doing something when they're voluntarily putting it all out there anyway and clearly don't care.
Right, exactly. And that's kind of a big thing with her. She has like no filter. She's also missing a front tooth, and she used to have a fake one. I'm telling you, I know all her fucking lore. And she would just like flick it around for fun, and like, it was just,
oh,
she's an interesting character.
Great. Okay. Can't wait to meet her. You have the nicest friends.
I did have my daughter go under the bed and push the trash out. You'll see here soon. And I hate that I have come to this.
Like, CPS is not going to come fuck with me. They want real cases, man. My house is messy, yes. And I got crumbs on my floor, yes.
I guess a sink overflowed because their washer drains into the sink. And their cat litter sits underneath sink, and it overflowed. And so this is like dirt, grime, filth, cat litter, cat feces. I mean, when I think about the smell, it sends me into a panic.
So yeah, it's pretty bad. Obviously, it's more than
it's not messy. It's dirty. I do feel like there is a big difference between messy and dirty. And that is.
Oh, yeah.
Far
messy
past,
is your clothes are fucking everywhere, which already can attract roaches or, you know, little bugs hiding in them, whatever. But when you add food into the mix, when you add
water,
drinks
and like
that spill and you don't pick
litter
it up,
boxes,
that,
they have pets. Why do they always have pets?
And a lot of them. Yep. They always have a lot of pets. Like, that is a thing. I think that's actually a part of, like, some people, like, hoard animals, for sure. I don't think that's their case, but I'm just saying, like, I think that's usually how it's coupled
in. Yeah, yeah.
Now, that first clip where you saw all of that trash being pushed from under the bed, this is the actual full video. And this got her probably one of her most viral moments. Like, this was a very infamous moment for Amanda. People were coming for her because she was showing herself cleaning her room. But then it was even worse when they saw her daughter, who's 8 years old, pushing all of that shit from the bottom.
And I just wanted to address, like, most of my comments are like, there's no excuse for this, there's no excuse for this. And I know that I'm not making one. So quit commenting it because I'm not making any excuse. This is absolutely horrible.
And then it shows her daughter pushing the stuff from under the bed. And then the craziest part is how Amanda justified it when people were like, do not have your daughter. Like, first of all, you don't even know what's under there. I mean, this is really dramatic, but what if there's like a blade or like a needle? You don't fucking know. Like, the chances that there's something in there that shouldn't be, it's pretty high. But I wanted to show that first part because that's a big pattern with Amanda. Like, she really acknowledges her downfall in a lot of ways sometimes. And then other times she won't and will be like really defensive about it, which I think is like human and I guess normal to feel both of those feelings. But like that she does a lot where she's like, there is no excuse. This is disgusting. My family doesn't deserve to live like this.
Then you would change something.
People would presume, especially if you're making money off of these viral videos. People do expect, even though she doesn't live in luxury or anything like that, her house is run down, her carpets are completely ripped, the dog like chewed off carpet from one of the rooms. Like it's a hot mess. So it's not like she's rolling in money and not wanting to clean.
Yeah.
It's just that people are saying, regardless, it's kind of a necessity that you have help come in. And if you do have the money, you kind of have to do it.
Yeah, well, and it's just like, if you're saying there's no, like a lot of people that have issues like that, I feel like they know, but they don't want to admit it. The fact that she's admitting it, it's like,
yeah.
And if this is like, her job is just TikTok?
Her job is just TikTok, yeah, and being a stay-at-home parent.
Then what?
It's layers. So I also, after I show you this, I want to show you like she doesn't know how to clean. Like she literally does not know how. And I think a lot of people struggle with that where it's like they don't know how to deep clean something.
I'm not even expecting it to be like, oh, you acknowledge the problem, it should be spotless. But it's like that's just a lot of trash. Like
trash. Yeah. Just they don't, throw things, like, throw it on out. The floor.
Yeah, which yeah. I don't get.
Yeah, I'm gonna show you in a second too. Her van has repetitively, no matter how many times it gets cleaned, just, I mean, piled up with just trash that they can't even walk in the car.
And like coming from someone that has a very dirty car, and like, I mean, I'm looking to my left right now and I have a lot of empty cans, but I don't know.
It gets to a point that most people are like, I need to do something. But it seems like her and her family, her for some reason,
is like way too far though. I don't like think that she it's has like, one. It needs to be like, she can't. Well, I mean, we just saw when it was like having her daughter go into the bed to clean it. Like what got her to that point that it was like, okay, now we have to clean.
Yeah. Yeah. It's literal. Like, I can't walk. You know what I mean? I think for her. But her justification of the daughter getting under the bed is also a pretty good example of her personality and why people like, she just rubs people the wrong way because of the way she says certain things. People are like, what?
Here, I'm trying to get my daughter to be here helping me. She was eager to help me. She loved coming under the bed and pushing all this garbage out. She's loving it.
How does it even get under the bed?
As you can see here, she's loving it. We can't see her.
You can't.
She's not there.
It literally looks like a trash monster. As you can see, she's been sucked into the abyss.
Oh, it's so sad because for those kids too, not only is it normalized in terms of like, that is their life. That's all they've ever known. But they have already adapted those tendencies.
Well, it's like, what are they going to do then when they're older?
Yeah, and they're doing it right now. Like, they just throw things on the floor. She has talked about it. Like, wherever they are, trash just falls. And they didn't learn that just by chance. I mean, yes, my daughter, her instinct is to, like, put whatever she has, like, down. But then you just, no, don't do that. And if she's being really stubborn about it, I'm going to just throw it away because I don't want that there. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But if everyone is collectively doing it, it's and it started with, like, it was maybe manageable somewhat, doesn't really look like it, that when she was just doing it, like, herself. But does she have a husband?
She does. Yeah, he does work full time.
Is he
and he's
the
also,
same way?
I mean, yeah, they're all the same way. He also has like an amputated leg. So I don't know his limitations with like helping, but I don't think, I mean, he really zigs and zags through that house. So I don't think that affects anything whatsoever. I'm so sorry. Was that not? I'm sorry. No, like he's up and about, like he walks normal. He works full shifts. I think he does like physical labor too. So he's perfectly capable of cleaning.
So
absolutely.
It's like some of the trash is from him, but it sounds like most of it's
right.
From
she's
her
the one home the most for sure. But yeah, he's definitely not coming home and helping for sure. But she also is there most of the time. She's talked about how he does do the dishes, and I don't know how often he does them because every time she shows her kitchen, it is destroyed. Like there is just dishes piled up on top of the stove, so like you can't even cook because there's just dishes on top of dishes, and then also in her sink. It's just very overwhelming, and I totally can relate to like being so overwhelmed by a mess that you don't want to touch it. But again, it gets to a
absolutely point. Especially when you get in like a depressive episode. I've had some bad time, like my old apartment, like right before I moved, real bad. Yeah. And like, then it gets to a point that you're just like, so like over it that you like, it just gets worse and worse. And then it has to get to a point that like, it's so bad that either like you just have had enough or like someone has to help you.
Well, that's why we're gathered here today, because she did get help. Because
someone helped her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you would think that it would be this beautiful, magical thing where it's like people come in, they help, and then everything is magically changed. And unfortunately, that's just not how this story goes.
Yeah. I'm curious how this went wrong.
Really quick before we get into that though, there is this comment that I found quite interesting. It was someone leaving this on Amanda's TikTok, and it says, is the TikTok money and followers even worth it at this point? Just do what you need to do, get the house clean and keep your life private. The kids are the ones suffering through all of this. She says, I made $5,000 last month. It's worth it. My kids are fine. So like, that's how she would like kind of answer to people, and people just don't think she's taking it super seriously. Now the whole CPS thing is no longer online because of everything getting deleted. We have like a tiny clip of her doing a walkthrough, but I remember it perfectly because I was there. Essentially, she talked about CPS coming and then how they were going to open up a case, and that they came back, I think it was in 2 weeks and then in another 2 weeks. And that just happened like, I want to say like 6 months ago max. And she showed how she let the CPS worker see the house as, and it was bad. It wasn't as bad as it normally is. She cleaned up for the CPS person, but it was bad.
Like, she knew they were coming?
Yes. It was an announced visit. But what we're going to learn right now is that no matter how bad it looks online, it's much, much worse than that. And there was a cleaning crew of 5 people who literally a couple days ago left her home, and they could not finish in 3 days because of how bad this home was.
3 days?
3 days, 5 people.
Wow.
So it is really bad. They talk about how it's much worse. This is like a severe rehabilitation clean. Like, it's like needs to literally, things need to be, I mean, honestly, thrown away. That are probably not going to be thrown away.
Yeah, it sounds like a health hazard for sure. Like, it's not as dirty.
Oh no, 100%. So she blamed a lot of the dust and stuff. You're going to see this just dirt on every crevice of everything. And she blames it on being in the desert. She's in California in some like rural desert part. And I could see how that could track in more dirt over time.
A little bit.
See how it ended up being like this. This is a perfect example of not only how dirty every surface gets, because how is this your washer? Even though the washer is kind of like by the front door, I'll give her that. But I also wanted to show you like how she cleans, because it's so like she doesn't know how. It's so crazy to me.
Well, that's unless you're in like a fucking dust storm. Like, I don't. Know how, like, I mean, shut the doors.
Right. Yeah, no. And like, when she puts the camera to outside, it's not just like dust in the air. Like, it like looks like just a desert, you know?
Yeah.
It's definitely more of an excuse. And like, there's no way that that made it around the corner and into the bathroom. Like, you know what I mean? Doesn't make sense. But anyway, this is how she cleans.
Oh. Is that wet? Is she just using a dry paper towel?
I don't know, but the sponge sounded dry. I don't know. Okay, yes.
It's time to get some Clorox wipes or something.
So girly. That's the thing. It's so hard to clean when you don't know how to clean. I think that like even just understanding in a room, what should I tackle first is debilitating to some people. So I do recognize that. And obviously she is open about it. She's like, I never was taught how to clean. I don't know how. So, you know. People have been watching this for 5 years now, and they're frustrated. They're like, okay, Amanda, they get help because this is, we can't watch this anymore.
Well, that's, she is famous on TikTok. I think she can use Google. I get that, like, you don't understand, like, the general, like, what to use, blah, blah. But, like, again, like, get Clorox wipes.
But that's on top of the dysfunction. Like, that's on top of her executive dysfunction. She also doesn't.
Yeah, but I just, like, wiping things with a dry paper towel seems absurd.
Yeah. Yeah,
like, she might have sprayed a little something on it. Weaponized incompetence to just be like, oh, I don't know.
Some people feel that way about her. I genuinely feel like this is legit. Like, I know that some people think she's just like a troll.
Well, and also the fact that she's doing this while filming, like, bro, use two hands.
She's done it for years. Like, for years, it's the same thing. I've seen her clean almost every crevice of her house.
Before we go any further, we have a word from our sponsor, Hexclad.
No words can describe how excited I am for this sponsorship. This is not only a brand that I have used and loved for years, but this is literally what I ask for every year on Christmas. You do not understand my love for Hexclad. If you don't already know, they make the best hybrid pans in the world. Genuinely, every other pan that I ever bought before Hexclad would be a disaster a year in. I would have to buy new pans and pots every single year because they just didn't hold up.
I have never really invested in nice ones, as you might imagine, because I don't cook that much. But Jessie has been talking these up and they finally came. I'm so excited to use them. She's not lying. She was gonna ask for these for Christmas.
Yeah, no. And I still do. I mean, I want the whole collection. I don't want just a few pieces. I'm a collector at this point. And what makes HexCloud so special is it has a patented non-stick surface, which really does not stick. But then it also has stainless steel durability. So you can use metal utensils to cook with. It's not gonna scratch your pan. You can put these in your dishwasher and you can even throw it in the oven and it's safe up to 500 degrees, which is, you know, higher than you're gonna need.
I was gonna say, does anything even cook at 500 degrees? That's pretty hot.
And HexCloud has a bunch of different sets that you can get. So depending on what you need for your kitchen, they have their 6-piece set, which is a great starter bundle. Their 12-piece set is like an all-in-one cookware upgrade. And I also have a HexCloud knife, my chef's knife, which honestly is the sharpest and best knife. I'm telling you, I'm their number one fan.
I know you are. So if you guys want to try the best cookware out there, right now for a limited time, you can get 10% off when you use our exclusive link, hexcloud.com/DWKT.
Again, if you want to upgrade your cookware, you can head over to hexclad.com/GWKT. And that's going to give you 10% off, and make sure to let them know that the girlies sent you. And thank you so much to HexCloud for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. Oh my God. Really quickly, before I actually show you the drama.
Also,
oh my God.
I didn't even really acknowledge how dirty that was. That was a washing machine.
Yeah. I mean, and I know dryers and stuff, they could get dirty. Of course, it's not like you have to clean it, but not like that.
But I just like, that looked like it was like in like a haunted house that was ridiculous.
And in case you're wondering if this actually was CPS levels of bad, this is something that she shared. And I remember seeing this and I was completely flabbergasted. This used to be her kid's room. And this is what she said. Okay, I remember this verbatim. She said that this was her kid's room and it got converted, or basically abandoned, not so much converted, when one of their cats had a litter of kittens. And I shit you not, those cats all just peed and shit everywhere. She said that.
Oh my God.
Every corner of this room was soaked with cat feces and urine.
Oh my God, I can't. That house smells so bad.
So bad. And she documented herself cleaning this room and getting it back kind of like into like.
Did she?
Well, she emptied it. Like she threw away everything and she did like the, she rug doctors a lot. Like she has a machine. So she like rug doctored and whatever. But there's no fucking way unless you rip up all that. You literally have to gut it. You have to gut it. There's no other way. Cat pee, that lives forever.
I was going to say, that's the problem with cats is that like once you have cats and if they aren't using the litter box, because you aren't like emptying it enough, which I'm guessing that is probably a problem for her.
I don't even think there was one. I don't see one. Well, it's hard to see, but I don't see one.
Wee woo, wee woo. Misinformation police. It's me though. Well, it's usually me anyway, but it's actually me. So just wanted to chime in and say, apparently it wasn't that her cat had a litter of kittens. It was that her dog had a litter of puppies. And while I would say that cat pee is worse than dog pee, not by much. In these circumstances, I don't think it really makes that much of a difference. So our comments still stand, but just wanted to clarify that. But anyway, that's it. Back to us. Bye. Well, I mean, the dust from the desert.
But look on the top. Whatever cushion that is that blood, vomit, shit? I don't know.
And just like, what is everywhere? Like, what
just
is
shit.
That?
But that's every part of their house. Like, it's just shit everywhere. Which is obviously hoarding, and that is a whole thing. We understand, okay? This is a serious mental condition.
I don't know if hoarding is more like, yeah, they don't throw stuff away, but it's like, it's not necessarily trash. It's like just stuff.
Sometimes there's two types of hoarders.
It looks like literal trash.
No, hoarders do, it depends on the hoarder. Some hoarders will have like just a ton of shit, like unopened bags from TJ Maxx and stuff. And some hoarders are just like, trash hoarders.
I know that there's like some overlap, and usually like because they're hoarders, there's so much stuff and then there is trash then and they're bad at clearing it out. But I feel like hoarders, I think of because they're usually like they don't want to part with anything and they like get really.
Well, if you look at everything, I mean, some of this stuff is definitely trash because again, cats have just been pissing and shitting in here for months. But a lot of it is like kids' toys or like random clothes and stuff. So it's probably a little bit of both. I mean, I look at it and it makes me so sad because like the bunk bed with the little slide and stuff. And I'm sure at one point she got that for her kids and they were excited about it, and I don't know what led to this point. We obviously can't see.
Yeah, like was it always like this? Like was she ever at a point that
she was okay?
Not publicly.
Ever since she was on TikTok, I've seen videos as early as 2020. She was like this was her life. So I really don't know. She's had new kids, she was pregnant and then in this condition, and then she had her son who's now like 3 years old and he's living in this condition, and it's just a cycle that I think people are really frustrated with. And that's why when Amy from Cleaning with Compassion, which basically she has a cleaning channel
that they do it for free.
Yeah, it's called Boss Lady Cleaning Hacks. And I guess she gets like different teams to go with her to clean with compassion. And it's sponsored by Zep, which is like a cleaning company. They have like solutions and stuff, cleaning products.
Got it.
So they'll go to these places and film it and do a free cleaning. Obviously, and this boggles my brain, it's a free cleaning for the person who's getting the house cleaned. People were like, but you're getting paid by Zep. And I'm like, it's free to the person. She's getting paid for her time.
Why does it matter?
It doesn't. And they're like, oh, you're also getting paid for the videos. She's doing something for the person for free. Yes, she is being compensated in other ways. But that person, if you wanted a company to come in and do this, first of all, it would be a biohazard clean. Which is
good luck.
Yeah. And I was surprised they didn't go in with hazmat suits or anything. They were with t-shirts and
jeans.
That's
why I brought up whether it was a health hazard earlier, because that's what I was assuming.
Think so. So we have Amy, we have Keeks Cleaning, we have Tanika, and then we have two more people. It's Jose, I think his name is, and Sandra. I want to say her name is Sandra. Anyway, there was five people that volunteered. They have their own social media presence. Some of them have helped with Amy before, and they all decided that they were going to help Amanda clean this house. And obviously that's a big deal because she's super big for being the messiest mom on TikTok.
And I know a lot of the people that like get those kind of free cleanings done from people on social media are not influencers. It's usually just like
they're usually anonymous. That,
like, it got out of control, and then they don't show it, and it's like a shame-free, like no one's judging, and like the person cleans it to like show the process because people like watching cleaning videos, but it's not like public. This was like almost like a collab.
Well, yeah, and that made it a lot more complicated because people know her history and they tie it in with this, and they also had their own list of expectations of what they wanted Amy to come in, almost like if they were thinking like, this is what I would have done if I came in, but it's like, you're not doing that. You're not even helping at all. You're just at home. You know what I mean? So
also, like, what do you mean? What, you would like clean?
Right. Well, you're going to see they have a bunch of quarrels with the way that Amy did things. But anyway, so we have Amy announcing that she's going to be cleaning for Amanda. She says the day, she starts talking in TikToks about like her plan. And then here she shares her goals to help Amanda, which obviously like she wanted to be clear about, like, this is what we want to do.
There's a large group of people on TikTok who pretend they know who this woman is. They see the dirt, the clutter, the chaos, and they feel entitled. Entitled enough to pass judgment. If this is the first time you are seeing Amanda's house, then I want to know, does this look like a mother who needs help? If your answer is yes, then your next question to yourself should be, how can I help? That is the difference between bullying and compassion. I'm a part of a program that is led by ZEP that's called Cleaning for Compassion. And our goal is to clean a house in every state, help people who are struggling with depression, having a difficult time keeping their home clean. That's it. That's the goal, to bring people's homes back to as like new as possible and to help those in need. Cleaning for Compassion will be at Amanda's house October 1st through the 5th. The combined goal of bringing Amanda's home back to a safe, clean and manageable.
Nancy, sorry girl, I called you Sandra, my bad.
Home. I have used AI to create before and after photos to show you my personal vision of her home.
That feels unnecessary.
I don't know what she did.
Like, okay, we don't need to visualize it. Like, how about you just clean it?
Maybe that backfired because it didn't turn out like that. So people are like, what the fuck?
Well, and also, like, not that I think people should be like bullying her. And like, obviously, there's something going on that you would be willing to live in that situation. But also, if it's been like 5 years, like, maybe it's more than just like she's going through a hard time.
Right. And also something else that she shared was she had like Zoom calls, I guess, with Amanda, and Amanda gave her permission to share pieces of that conversation. So she did. But okay. She talks about how they talked about everything. She says like expectations, everything was spoken about, according to Amy.
How does that affect you mentally? Are you going to help me clean, sir?
Oh, you're going to clean too? He's the best helper.
You're the good helper. Okay. Well, then I need you. Kids?
Great.
Uh-huh. I need all the hands I can get. And you look like you got some strong hands, little boy. So how does it feel knowing that by letting us film your cleaning, you could actually inspire others in your situation to finally reach out and ask for help?
It feels good because I have struggled reaching out for help. And taking this big step is not as big as you think. I'm excited.
That's good. I'm excited too. So beyond cleaning your home, what's the most meaningful way that I can support you while I'm there and going forward?
This is weird.
You don't like the interview?
No. You know, when someone is filming themselves, like they're filming themselves do something, but you can tell that they are so aware of the camera.
Yeah, it's kind of like looking at something in your peripheral is the only way I could describe it. Because it just
like, I feel like she's like staring into our souls, even though she's not even looking at us.
That is so funny. Yeah, no, I completely agree.
I don't know if Amy's the bad guy here. This is just my
decide who's the bad guy, because people aren't really split. But in general, I think Amy's kind of a character for sure. Like, she's like strong and like she's constantly saying like, don't be an asshole is like her tagline or something along those lines, you know, that type of thing. And I do think in general that people had a lot of issues, not so much with things like this. They had a lot of issues with her going live the entire time she was cleaning. So here's their schedule. They decided they were going to go in and from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. clean. Some people felt like that wasn't long enough. And they were saying, you know, this is a really bad house. Like, you should have stayed longer because I already said it, they didn't get to finish. However, that entire time, they were pretty much all live. So they were all live streaming and also videotaping for content. And obviously, that takes time. Like, you have to move your tripod.
It takes like way more time than I think a lot of people think.
100%.
Like, that's honestly like why I don't. And it takes a lot of focus.
Yeah.
That's why I like don't film anything.
Yeah.
Like unless I'm like sitting down to film, like I'm not, I guess, traveling sometimes, but even then it's stressful. I feel like when that is what you're doing, that takes up a lot of your brain power.
Yeah. If you are spending a little bit too much time doing the content, and I'm not, please do not get this mixed up. She did work. She kicked ass and like definitely I'm sure her body's fucking sore and shit. Okay. Like they cleaned a lot and they really put their ass into it. Okay. So I don't even think like when I hear 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., I'm like, that's a long ass fucking time to clean. These are not superhumans. You know what I mean?
But didn't you say they went for multiple days?
They went for 3 days. So doing that every single fucking day, you know, it's a lot. I will say maybe scaling it up a hair and having shifts of another five people that come in once you leave that 3 p.m. shift could have really done it. And I think these are things that maybe she can implement in the future. But I think to say like, oh, she was just like live the whole time and she didn't do anything. Like there's literal videos of her like scrubbing and scraping and like, you know, they were obviously working hard.
Yeah, I think maybe the solution would be like have a social media person.
That's true too. And obviously, again, this is sponsored by Zep. It's not free to her. Like I do think that maybe saying to Zep like, hey, a little bit extra, we need somebody filming us, you know, that would be good as
like, well, like to be able to make the content, because I understand that it, like I'm sure there's people out there that would compare it to like when people film doing nice things for homeless people, where it's like, why don't you just do it to be nice, blah, blah. Well, it's like, if that's what their thing is though and they want to do it more, you need to be able, like it has to be a sustainable model there that they're actually like able to afford to do that. They don't just have a bunch of free time and a bunch of money to like put into it. So I get that you would film it because you need the content, because that's what pays for you to be able to do it for more people.
However, that being said, I think that the way that Amanda reacted to the clean rubbed people the wrong way for many reasons. First being, you made this house virtually unlivable. And the fact that anybody's coming in and helping out, I noticed it start with when the lives were happening. I don't even have video proof of this. You're just gonna have to take my word for it. I was watching the lives, okay? I was watching different cleaners, all right? I wanted to see different angles.
Riveting.
And the first day they cleaned her son's room, who's autistic. And she was letting them know like, hey, we need to have this done by 2:15 because if he gets back, like things need to be the way that he wants them to be. And as a mother of an autistic child, like I do understand their environment, you know, they count on it being the way that they count on it being and all of that. I do understand. But just the way she was saying it, I was just kind of like, dude, for one fucking day, like, can't you just like drive somewhere else or like do something? Like, it's not
that's
like
I said,
that
like, why is she there?
Well, she was there essentially to help, you know, in ways that she could
direct the
but I will say also, I don't think that her being there was super helpful. She definitely was not getting down and dirty. She wasn't scrubbing anything. They were teaching her, so that's another thing that took them long. I'll give them that. They were teaching her how to clean and telling her, hey, this is what we do with this. And these are the chemicals that go here. Like they were trying to help her so that she could have, you know, some better habits in the future. But still,
I feel like maybe that's like a different day's project.
Right. But they showed themselves cleaning everything. Keeks Cleaning, who I've seen, she's a popular cleaner on TikTok and I've seen her before. She spent the entire day cleaning Amanda's van and got it as good as she could. She had no detailing stuff. She was just like soap and water and like a little vacuum trying to do it. And like she really made a huge difference in that van because they hadn't seen the floor in months. But then once the team left, once Amy and everybody left, I think Nancy and Jose stayed an extra day because they wanted to mop the floors and they didn't get time to mop the kitchen floors. And Nancy was like, no, I'm going to just do a whole other day. So people started criticizing for that. You know what I mean? And being like, why would Amy leave? And like, it just, people were very unhappy with the unfinished result. I think that sat very wrong with people. They remember the AI afters and they were like, no, this is not like that.
And just like in general, I feel like that's what cleaning content is to have the before and after. Right. So it's like a satisfying, like that's why people watch it.
I agree. But it's definitely, and as Amy describes it, like she says, it was way worse than we could have ever anticipated. The criticism honestly for her started even before they didn't finish anything, because this comment says it should not take this long to clean a house, which I'm like, great comment. Thanks for your fucking help.
Then you come do it.
Yeah, like, but this was Amy's response, which is pretty much that.
Brenda, this house is not just being cleaned. It's being decluttered, deep cleaned, and downsized. And at the same time, we are spending time with our new friend and her family and getting to know them and enjoying ourselves. If you have an issue with that, why are you even on my page? But realistically, like if you knew what it takes to clean a house like this, you wouldn't have dropped that comment. You clearly have no idea what you're talking about.
And then not only that, okay, so obviously she's getting comments, people are frustrated, then they leave and people are like, so they just didn't finish? And guess what doesn't help with that criticism? Which, by the way, say what you want. Yeah, they didn't finish. I understand that. But at the same time, they busted their ass. They cleaned so many of the bedrooms. They cleaned the bathroom. They did clean the kitchen. They wiped down almost fucking everything. And that house was a disaster. Like, they got it much better than it was before.
That's so, like, what is unfinished?
Unfinished was mainly, this is the main unfinished part, was all of the stuff that Amanda sorted through was left kind of like in her living room in like bags.
To put back on her own.
Yeah, for her to put back on her own. And some of her laundry was left, like hampers and hampers and hampers of laundry that she had was left outside. In like, she has like a covered patio type of thing. And all those hampers were like left outside. Mind you, her outside is always a disaster. Like she has like scrap metal and just like a bunch of random shit laying around there all the time. So I am sure that during the process, when they needed to mop or something or vacuum, you know, we're not going to do her laundry. She's going to do that. So let me put the clothes over here. Like I'm sure there's a reason why that happened. Like for instance, we're not going to put away her knickknacks. We're going to focus on cleaning. She could put away her knickknacks and decide what she wants to keep. I understand
But can she?
Well, she shows herself putting away some knickknacks, but some people do think, yeah, you're basically giving someone who's like looking for an excuse to like get messy again, essentially. Like you're giving her the in, and like she will likely fall into bad habits just in general. I think just, you know, until she mentally heals whatever is inside of her, yeah, she's going to end up there every single time. That's not surprising. But that's not why they did it. They didn't do it to cure her mental. They did it because it's like those kids deserve to breathe clean air for a day. Like,
No, for sure. And obviously they're great for doing it because otherwise it wouldn't have gotten done at all. But I don't think people should be hating on them by any means. But I feel like going into a situation like that, I do understand why people would be looking for more of a...
Right.
Like, it seems like they started to help and then were like, I'm not saying that this is what they did, but it does seem kind of like, okay, well, we got you started. You finish it. And it's like, well, if she could finish it, it wouldn't have gotten like that to
begin
with.
I do see that perspective. I do. It's hard to say because obviously they're doing it out of the kindness of their heart, even if they're doing it for money, they're doing it for free. You know what I mean? So I look at it and I'm like, they are volunteering, especially the volunteers. Even if you want to say Amy's doing it for money, whatever. The volunteers were doing it out of the kindness of their heart. And that was pretty obvious. And like, I do think that they had compassion when they went there. And I do think they were trying their best. And it's unfortunate all around when you don't get something done. But I think that Amanda's attitude when they left added to that 1,000 times over. Like, I think that people really started getting down on them.
So what was her attitude? Like, she was mad that they left?
Well, I'll just show you. Here's her complaining how she can't find anything now.
What? Like what?
This is what I mean about not being able to find anything, and this is no hate to the ladies that came and cleaned for me. This is just the process of me explaining things after they leave. Let's just put that out there now. I've always had a bad habit of doing laundry, leaving it in the basket clean, and then digging for clean clothes out of the laundry basket. This is all my laundry. Now, this is a mix of dirty and clean laundry now. I don't know what's what. That stresses me out.
But it didn't when it was all over the floor.
Well, I don't know if that was all over the floor or where her laundry was, but people were commenting. And I mean, I've had this situation, like, for instance, when I travel, I come back with like some clean clothes, some dirty. Guess what? If they're all together, they're all dirty. That's just like how that happens. Yeah. So she just like with things like that, and you kind of see the executive dysfunction in action where she's just like, I don't know what to do. Like, what? It's like a yeah. no-brainer. Just wash them all.
Like, just start.
But this is the kind of attitude that she had. And it does progress over time. But like that very like, I'm very grateful, but this is the reality. That's what she started doing. And like showing people basically like they left shit. And actually in this clip, or you know what? Let me play this. I'm getting ahead of myself. The lore is too deep.
I don't know what to do about that. Obviously, I need to go to the laundromat. I cannot do that today because I'm going to come back home after I drop my kids off at school, and I have about 2.5 hours. I'm going to try to put everything back on the shelf, but right now I need to find clothes for my children and sweaters because it's cold now, so I got to do that. And just to say, they are not organizers. They are cleaners. This is up to me now to be able to put things where I want it to go and to organize it.
Well, I will say Amy did, like she was clear about downsizing was part of what she was going to do, or like that what everybody was going to do. And well, I guess downsizing doesn't mean that you put it back, right?
No, that would be you get rid of it.
Oh, that's true. And then once you get rid of it, then I guess it's your, I don't know. I could see how some people are like, she's a hoarder. She's not going to put it back. But then it's like, but they're, I don't know.
I don't think it's that she's a hoarder. It's just that she does. She's not going to put it back. Like, it's too overwhelming. It's like, right. There's too much stuff. I don't know what to do. And then she's just going to complain about it. It seems like. Before we go any further, we have a word from our sponsor, Honeylove.
Today must be my lucky day.
I was going to say, it's a big episode for Jessie. It's all of her favorite things.
I mean, I am just having a blast over here. If you don't already know, Honeylove makes my favorite bras to ever exist. I'm wearing them right now. Every time I'm wearing a bra, it is a Honeylove bra. They are the softest, most supportive, most smoothing in the back fat area. Just in general, such a great all-around bra. And I have known and loved my Honeylove bras for over a year now. And I'm never looking back.
It's true. She's obsessed with them. And that's probably because they are known for not having underwire in their bras, which is like the most uncomfortable part of any bra. I think we can all agree. And they still give the same amount of support. So it's a win-win.
And Honeylove recently launched their new Cloud Embrace bra, which sold out in a matter of days. And it's a modern wireless t-shirt bra with sturdy, lightly padded foam cups that feel like a cloud against your skin. But in my opinion, that's all Honeylove bras. And if you're wondering what Honeylove bra I love the most, I do love a bunch of different types and I have a bunch of them, but the Silhouette bra specifically, there's something about it that I really enjoy.
But Honeylove isn't just for bras. They also have shapewear, they have tanks, they have leggings, and they're all just as comfy and just as supportive.
So treat yourself to the most comfortable bras on earth and save 20% off site wide over at honeylove.com/DWKT.
That's honeylove.com/DWKT, and you get 20% off.
And then after you purchase, let them know that the girlie sent you. But thank you so much to Honeylove for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. Now, this is another clip. This was when the cleaners were still there, but she didn't post it till after they left, I believe. This is when Amanda was, I guess, taking a nap because she needed a break. During that, her washer overflowed the sink. And do you remember that kitty litter under the sink that got flooded? Mm-hmm. Amanda has done this. I have seen her do it at least twice. So basically what happens is her washer drains into her sink. It's like a tube. And if you plug that sink, which is a utility sink, it just overflows into the whole kitchen.
Why would you ever plug the sink?
Well, a utility sink, like for instance, if you want to mop or you want to like soak like, I don't know, cloths or anything like that.
Yeah, but why would you do that while you were running the washing machine?
Well, I don't know why Amanda would do it because she knows how that system works. But as far as the cleaners, they probably didn't know that the fucking washer was draining into the sink. You know what I mean? Like you see a hose, you don't think the washer, like that's so not a thing that's a normal, you know what I mean? I mean, maybe it is for some people, but I'm just saying like the majority of people, their washer is in the wall. Like it drains into the wall, into the plumbing. So anyway, this is what happened. It got flooded and this was her video on it.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
That's the famous rug doctor. That shit has been brutal.
Good thing we got
that thing. Oh my God.
That's urine. But it's all, it's like.
Okay, so it was really bad over here. Let's move the cat tree over.
Oh my God.
Okay. It's bad.
Oh yeah, he's quite mobile.
I told you. Yeah.
So what had happened was one of the cleaners put a plug in that sink and my washer drains into that sink. And when you plug it, it overflows into the kitchen. Oh.
It is like
underneath the fridge and everything.
Oh, we're gonna leave God. This here because it's stopping it from.
It's stopping it from coming in here more. I still have all my shit. I was taking a nap, you guys. And I needed to take a break. No, it's fine.
So you see the cleaner in the back. I'm sorry. You know, all that stuff. People took this as her, like, blaming the cleaners and whatever. I do think, personally, in this particular clip, I do think she was just, like, shocked, even though she's done it herself. But I will say, when she did do it herself, it didn't go that far back. It didn't go into the carpet. It was just, like, on the first part of the floor. People were taking this as, like, oh, so now you're blaming the cleaners too. Like, you should have told them, or you know, you've done it yourself. Like, people were getting really frustrated.
Well, like, was the washer already running and then they plugged the sink?
Or yes, that's how sink... that would have happened.
Wouldn't you, like, realize that, though? Like, wouldn't it be...
She was napping.
No, but if the washer was running and then the cleaner plugged the sink after it was already running, wouldn't the cleaner notice pretty immediately
no,
that it was...
No, it only drains on, like, a spin cycle, or, like, when it's, like, you know, before the rinse and, like, at certain parts of the cycle. So she could have plugged it at the beginning or something.
Oh, yeah. Giving her a heads up, maybe it would have been.
Would have been good, because, again,
especially
I don't think that's
if
a super
running it.
Conventional way for things to work with the washer. So I just think that, I don't know, I feel like that was nobody's fault. And I don't even think Amanda thinks that was, like, really, like, oh, the cleaners did this. But I think it was a culmination of her, like, complaining a lot about the cleaners.
And taking a nap.
Yeah, and the nap. The nap really did it. This is another video, I think, of her complaining. I'm not sure.
The power of social media is wild sometimes. You guys take things out of context so much. I am extremely grateful for Amy and everybody coming over to help. They worked their tails off. Everybody worked their butts off to bust in this house. Was there some things that did not get touched? Yes, one little tiny corner, but every other inch of this house was touched. You please stop bullying these ladies and bullying me. Now I'm the messed up one because I had said some thing about my thing flooding, and, you know, I'm just sharing my point of view of things. Nobody really does this after they get their house completely flipped upside down and cleaned from top to bottom. You know, I was living in an organized chaos and I knew where my things were in my mess.
Organized chaos.
Your house was
an interesting description.
CPS level bad. Okay. And, like, her whole thing is, like, CPS said it was fine. I'm like, CPS, make sure you have running water and, like, the kids have a bed. That's pretty much it. You know what I mean? At a certain point, it gets to that.
Yeah, I don't put, like, a whole lot of value on everything they do.
So she talks a lot like that. Like, I am grateful, but I'm grateful, whatever. I don't know if the online hate got to her. I do not know what happened. But the switch to this next video that we're going to watch is so crazy. Because, like, she's just like, I mean, although she's still saying, like, I am grateful, but she starts getting, like, really sassy. And I think it might have just
now
been reading
no
all the comments. Yeah.
Or honestly, it could be the, like, mental aspect of it, too, that she's, like, actually, like, crashing out because she, like, can't find things and she, like, doesn't know how to handle it. Like, how a hoarder freaks out when you try and throw away a bunch of stuff.
No, that could totally be it. I'm going to show you Amy's stitch with Amanda so that we don't have to watch it at separate times. Like, this is Amy stitching Amanda right before she blocks her. But anyway.
Blocks her?
Oh, yes. Amanda has been blocked by Amy the cleaner. And on the screen, I'll just zoom out for a second. It says, please respect service workers. This was a free cleaning, but this video has officially broke my heart. I clean for free because my compassion cup runs over, but I draw the line of disrespect. I'm human and have feelings. So this is just her kind of listening to what Amanda said. By the way, she rents this house, just so you know.
What?
Yeah, I forgot to tell you. Yeah, they rent.
What is the landlord think?
Apparently, she got it in, like, not super great conditions, and he has walked through. She says he knows what it is. He knows what it looks like.
Okay. Yeah. He gets his check. He's happy.
Yeah.
You know, usually I don't let the negative comments get to me, but oh boy, are they getting to me. I really don't like it when you guys say that I'm ungrateful because you were not here. You did not hear me thank them a million times over for doing what they have done. I don't owe you guys on the internet a thank you.
What she's talking about is just, like, Amy's before and afters, not the AI ones. Like, the regular ones where she's showing herself cleaning and then she does show beautiful spaces, the bathroom being clean, and then she does her voiceover, like, during that.
Yeah.
So it's not like she's lying. She's showing what she did clean. But Amanda's basically like, no, it's actually all fucked up.
I'm so grateful for what they have done and what they did. And they came, and Amy and Keeks and Nancy and Jose, they were amazing.
Why is she cleaning the top of a spice thing? So
I don't, you know, I'm not like, sure.
That's what you're spending the time on. I know. Sorry.
The expectation and the reality were a little different. Maybe next time we need to explain better. Hi, good morning.
I just heard a fire. Explain
call.
Better?
Yeah, that was a fire call, huh? Yeah, it was and yes, I will be able to put this all back together eventually.
Your Why house was tore up the from spices? The floor up, ma'am. Your house was so fucked when they got there that putting what back together? It was never together. Your house
She's
was not livable for your children.
She's cleaning spices.
The spices, forget about them. She's just going to be cleaning them the whole video.
Literally, I'm like, why are you acting like that's what you care about when you were living in unlivable conditions? And now she's like, I have to put all of this away.
But even just her saying, like, now I really have to, like, fix basically what they fucked up is how I'm interpreting it.
And for somebody who does not clean and know how to clean... After they left, and, you know, this area is still a little jacked up.
This is weaponized incompetence.
She went from saying this was a tiny piece that they left untouched. They got every inch of the house otherwise. And now they're just like, everything's jacked up. Like, what?
Yeah, even these spices.
Yeah, no, definitely, especially the spices.
I don't know what to say. Keeks killed it in the car. Let me just tell you that. My car is amazing. I've been making the kids... this is a pain in the butt. I might have to just wash this, like, wash
oh my
it
God.
In the washer.
Sink.
But I am making the kids take out their trash as soon as we get out of the car. So it doesn't accumulate and get all gross and nasty again. Hopefully. Fingers crossed. Also, Tanika killed it in this kitchen. She done cleared all the cupboards or the drawers over here and everything. She rocked it. All the girls rocked it. Jose rocked it on the floors. I am so thankful for them being here. I got a new profile thinking, oh, well, maybe this is a blessing in disguise. Maybe the hate won't follow me. Oh, my God. I was wrong. We were all wrong. The hate is the first thing that followed me. So, yeah.
What?
That's that. Also, to everybody bitching how, oh, they came here for free and you're still complaining. The money Amy has made off of her videos from my house, oh, it's a good couple thousand dollars. I guarantee it.
But you also don't know.
Do you see what she's saying?
No.
She's going, yup. Yup. In the corner. I think Amy is also like, she's not gonna play with this shit.
Like, and if you pay someone to do it, like, guess what? It's gonna cost you probably more than she made.
Yeah, but also, I cannot imagine the fucking audacity. I just can't imagine it. You did virtually
nothing. Like, I'm making
nothing.
Her money.
Yeah. And it's like, you could have made yourself that money if you would have actually cleaned your fucking house and made a series
exactly
off of it.
Exactly that.
But you didn't do it. Uh-huh. So yeah, Amy came in. She helped you, mind you. If you help me, and in that process of helping me, you make money.
Made money.
Slay queen.
Live your dreams.
How can you be so nasty in this way to be like, you really wanted her to leave with nothing? You wanted her to leave tired and broke? Like, what the fuck?
Right? Like, what would that, how would that help anyone?
It would
then?
Not.
And again, that is the business model for these type of cleaners where it's like, yeah, they are able to gift that service to people because they make money off of it. Otherwise, she wouldn't be able to do it and she'd have to have a normal job.
Yeah. My cleaner doesn't come to my house out of the goodness of her heart. I have to pay her. Okay. And if she came to a house and did a free clean, she would need to be compensated in some other way because that's her time. That's her career. That's literally,
and if your
like,
house looked like that,
yes.
Guess what? It's not going to be like the couple hundred it normally cost to like pay a cleaning lady. It's going to be probably thousands because they're going to be there for 2 weeks.
I'm just going to just casually throw up a picture of Amanda MCG's toilet. And, you know, you let me know if you would do that 100% for free, nothing in it for you. You just went there to help people. I know some people that would. I know some good people. I would probably help like an elderly person for free and not even film it. But like, genuinely, you're fucking kidding me. You know the game, quote unquote, the game. You're a content creator. You knew that you were getting the service because your house is viral for being literally inhabitable.
That's the thing, though, is she is giving the same like narcissistic as like a lot of content creators we cover, mm-hmm. where it's like, Amy does this for clout. She's a clout goblin.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of what she's saying, like without, you know, saying those exact words. And I'm just like, she was there in your house lifting your bed and sweeping just piles of trash. What we saw her daughter do, that was under every bed that they owned. Her daughter finally has a room to live in. Her daughter did not have her own room. Okay, so it's like, have some fucking decency. Like, I just think it's insane. And
she's like basically sitting here like, I did her a favor. I gave her this house to clean. Guess what? A lot of people would have offered up their houses to clean, probably wouldn't have been as bad, and would have still made her money.
Yeah. And I do think you kind of hit the nail on the head when you're talking about, like, I think she's triggered because her shit has been moved. And I think that mentally, that is a big thing for her.
She also probably did have the expectation in her head that Amy was going to come in with this team of people. They were going to leave and everything was going to be great. Her life was going to be fixed. And they left. And she's like, shit, I have to do stuff myself.
Yeah.
And like, she can't cope with that.
Yeah. I think it's a mixture of both.
And if you stayed for this whole video, thank you very much. This is my first monetized video in the Creator Rewards program. Jesus. Love me or hate me. Thanks for being a supporter.
Ay, Amanda. Okay. Jesus. So anyway, after that, after Amy duetted that, she blocked her. And the most recent video that I saw on Amanda's page was this one where she's talking about being blocked.
Well, hell. I really don't understand why she blocked me. I was only expressing my side and my point of view.
Even the way she's talking is pissing me the fuck off right now. Like, Amanda, get a grip.
It was my experience. Like, she shouldn't be that sensitive, basically. And it's like, okay, well, or you're being an ungrateful kind of bitch, but
yeah, sure. I completely agree. Damn, I thought you were going to say a different word when you started with the k. I was like, ah!
I thought about it, but
no, but like genuinely, I think in the beginning, and even now that I understand, like, yeah, it could be the mental thing or whatever from having her life flipped upside down, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Dude, this is fucked up. Like, her tone of voice would piss me off to no end. And I honestly think Amy did the right thing by blocking her because she probably feels triggered as fuck that she just spent 3 days with, you know, a bunch of other people trying to help this woman get some sort of start in her life. Maybe it's not the clean slate she wanted where everything is perfect, but like something, dude.
It feels like she's blaming them for her life not being together. And it's like, do you know where you were before, though?
Literally, you wouldn't be able to drive your kids without them walking all over trash to get into their car seats.
There shouldn't be a but. Like, no. You should just be grateful they did anything.
Literally, because they didn't have to. And Amy, whether you love her or you hate her or you don't agree with everything that she did, that volunteer group was there because of her. But part of me feels like they all left and they're like, what the flying fuck just happened? Because this attitude, it'll make you rethink what you're doing real quick. Because it's like, yeah, I'm cleaning with compassion, but if you're ungrateful, then that makes me angry. And then I'm going to be a bitch.
Yeah, well, it seems like even from the beginning and like the AI photos of the before and after and like...
That was crazy.
I don't know how long she's been around, but it seems like she's like trying to navigate this kind of sphere and like figure out what her business is. And it's not fully there yet. And there's some growing pains, perhaps.
I agree. But anyway, we'll let Amanda continue.
Of how the clean went. And I'm sorry my feelings aren't valid. And I'm sorry I made you feel...
Oh my God.
This is gonna kill me.
This is giving, I'm the worst mom ever. I guess exactly I can't do anything.
What this is giving. Ma'am, you literally, and I mean, I know CPS didn't take your children away, but that's only because the system is broken.
They considered it.
Yeah, they considered it. They opened an investigation. Like, genuinely, I understand, and I don't think you should be ashamed of like needing the help, but I do think at this level, you don't understand how bad your house was. And unfortunately, I think that means you're gonna get there again. And that does stress me the fuck out because your kids don't deserve that.
That's why I was saying what the problem was to begin with. It's like they're coming in to do this, but it's just going to be like a band-aid basically.
Oh, because 100%.
Clearly if she's not going to like learn how to do it or understand how to maintain it, like her walking out and seeing the clothes and being like, well, where is the clean stuff? Like, we'll clean it all.
Yeah, no, it's giving
use
like,
this as the push you need
a little bit for sure.
That's why I said weaponized incompetence.
Yeah,
for
it's
sure.
Definitely giving,
because it's like, you know what needs to get done. And I understand executive like I definitely have some executive dysfunction issues, not obviously to this level, but then you need to work on
you need
that
to do
or,
something
like, figure out
even
something.
If the solution like is not kids. You doing it, even if the solution is hiring someone once a month, once every 2 months, whatever the fuck, to like have that accountability. Because like even like my cleaning lady comes tomorrow and guess what, I know I have to wake up early and I have to get all my clothes, put them in the dryer, you know, anything that I have left.
That's always the joke
around.
Is like you have to clean for the cleaning lady,
but you got to pick up, be accountable. Someone's here to clean your shit. Like, do something.
And that's the thing, is she seems like she just wanted them to do everything for her and fix it all. And you're like,
oh, 100%.
Your life is better now. And it's like, yeah, but you know that they're going to be gone.
Yeah.
Then. And yes, I understand that you might have expected that they were going to leave and have it actually be like totally clean. But also, if they're not necessarily a cleaning crew that is as developed as like it would be if you were hiring people,
right?
Again, you did not hire them. They came and did it for free. And it is kind of a new world with social media and cleaning and stuff. I get that there might have been some expectations that didn't match up for both sides, but like you should take what you get and then use that as your like head start to actually make a difference in your life.
Yeah, this should have motivated you.
Instead, she's just like mad that they didn't do
100%.
More.
I really appreciate what everybody has done.
I don't know
how many times I have to explain that to people. I really just want to get past this. I am currently right now at the laundromat getting all my laundry done that was left behind outside.
Oh my God.
They weren't there to do your laundry.
They're
that was
not
never,
your laundry.
Like, that was not part of it.
That's what this is insane. Like she wanted them to do everything.
So she didn't have to lift a
finger. She would just like wake up from her nap and she would be like, oh, great. Thank you.
Literally, that's what she wanted. I'm convinced.
Down completely clean, but nothing was put back. And the expectation was it would be beautiful again.
Oh my God.
Again?
When was
beautiful
it beautiful
again? I have
it sounds
never.
Like it's for over five years.
Over
it
5 years. I've been here, bitch. Like, no, dude, you cannot say that. It has never been beautiful. You have never cleaned it to any level where it was like, wow, that's really clean. Never.
Well, and also, they didn't make the laundry dirty.
Like, no, they didn't. It's not like you're doing their laundry.
They moved it.
It's like,
exactly.
Confusing.
It's like, this isn't work that didn't exist before.
And laundry is a very time-consuming task that they shouldn't have been wasting their time with. If they had extra time, sure, great. That would have been amazing if they could have done that for you. But I don't think that they initially were going to come in there and fold your underwear. Like, if the fact that you even want that.
Yeah.
No. No, ma'am.
Reality, that was not it. And I'm sorry that I had to express my feelings on that because nobody else has ever done that. You know, I did an interview with Nancy. By the way, the other four people, amazing. Me and Amy did not vibe. And that's okay. Not everybody gets along. And I really am appreciative of everything that she has done. And I'm really sad that she blocked me because I was hoping we could get through this. But whatever reason why she blocked me is beyond me. She let the haters get to her. She let the trolls win, and that sucks. But I'm not going to sugarcoat what I feel after it was done. I was promised a finished, beautiful home, and it was not finished, okay? Yes, they took time out, and they did free cleans. And by the way, the other people, the other four people were absolutely amazing. We vibed good together. I loved them. They were amazing. I just didn't vibe with Amy and...
Okay, well, that doesn't have any... The vibe you had with her doesn't have anything to do with her cleaning, though. If you didn't like her as a person, whatever.
But this is the vibe that she was giving all along, and now she's just saying it out loud. But like, yeah, this was kind of what we figured. Something had happened, or like you were like, I don't know, just feeling some type of way about her.
I think she's just pissed because Amy was the one in charge. So like
maybe
Amy like,
also has like
Amy's
a strong
fault.
Personality, so I could see her butting heads with like somebody.
Yeah,
that
no, got
really
weird vibes
me.
From her. I yeah. agree. This is
she's
just
still
stupid.
The one that organized your entire clean and cleaned herself.
She's just mad that she didn't quote unquote finish it.
I am extremely grateful, and I know you don't sound grateful. You don't sound great. I fucking do.
Okay,
this is like an abusive ex. It's like. Just completely just gaslighting you to your face. Just being like, I already told you you were beautiful. Why do I have to say it again? And it's like, oh my
you
God.
You ugly bitch.
It's one thing to say one thing with your lips and then your actions have to match up.
Well, and if you say it and then 2 minutes later, then you're like, never mind.
Yeah. And then coupling it in with like, mind, and we didn't the... vibe. And I'm like, okay, well, yeah. This is just too yeah. much.
How many times do I have to say thank you?
Oh my God.
I'm grateful. Fuck. So, like, makes me want to give up already because you guys are fucking saying
oh,
this.
So, oh, brother, so now it's everybody's fault.
Now we did it. I don't know how cool. We were involved, but we're also involved. What's crazy is that she doesn't want it bad enough to take this seriously for her kids. That actually fucks me up. Like a lot.
I mean, that's the whole issue. It's like, again, she wanted them to come in and fix everything as if she wouldn't have to maintain it afterwards. And she is clearly aware of how to do laundry and how to, like, she just doesn't. She just doesn't want to.
Yeah. And one of the things that Amy actually got so much hate for before she even got to Amanda's house was, why are you doing this? Amanda's not going to care. And she's just going to continue on. That was like the main criticism before they even entered.
One, that's what I said when we heard Amy saying that in the beginning about like, oh, I just want to help people and they're going through a hard time. And it's like, this seems like it's maybe not
just
like
how she
a
is.
Hard time. Yeah. It's like a hard life.
Yeah.
And like that obviously, I'm going to guess has to do with like some mental issues and like whatever, but it doesn't change the fact that she has kids.
If it was just her and her husband, no offense, I would be like, this sucks, but like, God bless, you know, that's your life.
Yeah.
Her kids.
But it's like her kids didn't choose this.
No, literally in the bathroom when they would show the videos. Oh my God, it breaks my heart. Like of the bathroom, you see his little potty seat and that bathroom was fucking disgusting. Everything was grimy and gross. The toilet needed, honestly, I can't believe they even cleaned it. It looks brand new. And then they also replaced the seat. But like, dude, I literally cannot fucking believe that like that is what her kids were living in.
Again, like they didn't choose this. Her husband, they are choosing whether or not they want it necessarily, but they are choosing it.
Yeah.
Like they aren't going out of their way to get help. And then with this kind of attitude where it's like, well, you guys are making me just want to give up. You already have given up.
Yeah. She was talking about too, because people were like, well, like it needs to be like new habits. Like you can't just
flip a switch and it's different.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
And then she describes how her daughter didn't want to throw something away. And she was like, hey, like we have to throw it away because like it's really important because otherwise it's going to build up. And she said it took her daughter like 5 minutes. And then she was like, okay, fine, I'll clean it up and stuff. And that's like her saying that she's going to like overcome this. And honestly, I don't know if it's Amy who has said this or one of the other cleaners. They were talking about how essentially like this is a situation where like she does need therapy. Like this is a situation that they can only help so much. This is a mental thing. They're just here to do as much as they can. And she needs to go seek help. And I do believe firmly after having followed her for so many years and like kind of keeping up with what's going on, this is going to get worse again. And her kids like genuinely do not deserve that. And I cannot believe that she doesn't feel that urgency of like, oh my God, my kids shouldn't have to live like this.
Again, if you're putting all like when my apartment was like really bad, do you think I was about to like take selfies and show you the back? Like, absolutely not. It was mortifying. Like, and then even if people want to help you, you're like, that's okay. Because like, you're embarrassed and you don't want to have them come over to see it. She is putting hers online for everyone to see. So she clearly doesn't care.
No, she wants to profit off of it.
Well, that, but also like whether she's driven by money or if it's just like she's driven by not having any shame for it. So it's like, to her, it doesn't bother her. So it's like, well, why would it bother the kids? Because it doesn't bother me. And like, honestly, it probably doesn't even bother the kids because that's all they're used to.
I know.
And that's what's so sad. And now they're going to grow up and it's just going to be a cycle.
Yeah. And not just that that's all they were used to, but like even with the son who has autism where she's just like, this is like what, how he knows it. Like, this is how he wants. I'm like.
And that's, she's like almost like putting hers on, like stuff onto them. Not even just like having them live in it, but like teaching them to like not want to fix it.
Yeah.
Hey girlies, quick update, because Amanda actually has apologized. Yeah, I know. I'm surprised too, but here we are.
Okay, today I'm going to be tackling this area, but first I need to say something. I would like to, from the bottom of my heart, apologize to Amy, Tanika, Nancy, and Jose, and Keeks, for everything that has been going on. I did not mean to sound ungrateful. I am so grateful for this opportunity you guys have given me. It's a clean start so I could start living a normal, healthy environment for my kids. And I am so grateful for that. And I am so sorry. I had a little bit of a crash out after losing my account and all the things. I was overwhelmed with what was left behind, and that's on me. And I'm from the bottom of my heart, I truly, truly apologize. My intention was to not feel or sound ungrateful because I am incredibly grateful. Sorry about all the notifications. I know I can manage this and I know we can get it back together. I'd had a little bit of a rough patch there after losing my account, and I took it out on you guys, and I am so sorry for that. I did not mean to do that, and I am so sorry. Truly, I am. I mean, I'm sure people will find a way to make this into hate, but I really hope you guys can believe me that I am truly sorry. I'm so sorry.
I mean, better than not apologizing, I would say. And also, I have to give her some credit. It appears that she is continuing this cleaning process and seems to be actually making some progress.
Besides being completely chewed up and spit back out by the internet, we are still chugging along. We are in this corner today. I can't stop, won't stop.
So yeah, we are still here chugging along regardless of what is going on the internet right now. I am going to let that fuel my fire to prove everybody and myself, mainly myself, that we can get through this and we can do this. I have been on my children like crazy. Plus, everybody has their own trash can in their rooms. So this is the stuffed animal holder that we ordered, and I'm glad that we ordered this one because it came pre-strung. I've seen some that you had to string up by yourselves, but hubby helped me set it up, and this thing is truly amazing. I don't know why I didn't do this sooner.
This is awesome, and we should have done this years ago. Ooh, this is amazing.
I am just in love. How this cute little area turned out. I'm gonna get up my Halloween decorations today. Hubby and I have both been working together on this area. I did empty this box. So this is trash, which is great. So, I mean, guys, we're almost there. We are almost there.
But yeah, I guess only time will tell to see if this is going to be like a permanent change. But it seems like she actually is taking steps to find a way to make it more sustainable to keep it cleaner. So honestly, happy for her, happy for her kids. Hopefully she keeps it up. And yeah, that's it. Back to us. Bye. So we were going to cover something longer, but we don't have time. And this one I saw and I texted Jesse after I saw it. And I was like, what the fuck is what is going on? I haven't really seen anyone talk about it. Just this video itself happened to come up on my feed. So let's just go ahead and watch and we can give our reactions. Wait, yeah, a little backstory. I don't really even know how to describe what this podcast is, but it's called the MD Foodie Boys. And it's four. I think there's four of them. Yeah,
I don't know.
I think maybe there could be another one. I don't know. There's four of them. And they are 14, 15, maybe.
Young.
Yeah. And let's just say they're not the most engaging.
I think they're endearing. I understand why they got a following. I feel like it's so silly, like the things they're talking. Yeah, because like the things they talk about are so silly. And I feel like, for instance, like them talking about like, do you like pineapples on pizza? And then the other guy's like
that's an out there topic that. For them.
Yeah, like that's the things they do. And I think that sometimes people are probably like laughing at them with a little bit.
Okay,
for sure.
I mean, the reason they got a following, they have like over 200,000 followers. And the reason they got a following was because people came across them having this podcast. And it's genuinely like if you found like four neighborhood
boys. It's mind-boggling.
That were talking about like, what's your favorite kind of chip? And they're like, Lay's. And it's like, oh, I like Doritos. And it's like silent.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the podcast. So for some reason, one of their episodes started getting some traction and the comment section are the funniest shit I've ever seen because it's a bunch of fully grown adults watching it. It's not like they have kids that are their fans. And it's fully grown adults that are then playing into it and like giving them all, they all have like nicknames. One of them is called Chub Perm. That's what they call them.
Yeah,
CP,
I don't like that one. Weird, I like that. Too. They don't talk about sexual things, though. Like,
No. The comments will talk about them in relation to, like, as if they are, like, super interesting and, like, having these really complex discussions and how there's a lot of character development. Yeah. So the comments will be like, oh, I really love that Chub Perm really stepped up as the leader today. And it's just, like, people making these narratives. And honestly, I've texted a ton of them to Jesse
before. That's the most entertaining part,
it's
almost.
It's so funny. I figured that would maybe die off a little bit. They're still going strong and they're getting like actual famous people to like come on. I feel like they did Dave Portnoy, like pizza. What is his thing? He does like the pizza taste.
Pizza reviews. Yeah.
Thing. Pizza review. They've had several people that are like very big give them the time of day, including today's person who is our favorite, David Dobrik.
I have a friend here who wants to say hello. I'm with the Foodie Boys.
Hi!
I just saw the video with you.
Say big fan. Hi.
I'm Ask at a homecoming.
That's a lot of pressure.
Yo, that's, Sophie. Oh, so we're on the topic of homecoming. We're a little
ask her on the podcast.
We're a little stressed out about
this guy
homecoming.
Doesn't care.
Could you come to homecoming with me?
What is homecoming?
It should be like October. Sounds great. Sounds great.
Hell yeah.
All right. So we'll set up a podcast that's close to homecoming. So we'll set it up.
All right.
I'll see you.
Okay. Bye.
Okay.
So So, if you don't know who that is Sophie Rain, yep. who is a porn star.
Wasn't she in the Bop House?
I don't know her origin. I do hear her name come up on TikTok all the fucking time from, like, men.
I've seen the videos. Oh, I haven't even seen that. I've seen the videos of, is it Camilla?
Oh, yeah.
The Bop House one. So, she used to do the, like, fake interviews.
Right.
I guess she does have some actual podcast things, but she has, like, these little fake interviews that she does that make it look like they're full podcast episodes, but they're really just, like, one-off questions. And it's her asking the, like, other Bop House members how much they make in a month, and Sophie Rain I guess makes like $5 million a month.
That's fucking insane. So she does OnlyFans
and she's 21. David Dobrik
is old,
almost 30.
One of us. Okay, he's old as fuck and he should not be facilitating this conversation.
The fact that he even called her while on this podcast, again, they're like 14-15 maybe,
and it's not just that he called her, it's that he called her After everything he has been outed for. He is on such thin fucking ice on the internet.
He's like, you know what I should do? I should go on a podcast with a bunch of minors and call a porn star and watch them freak out so I can seem really cool. Oh my God. Like, yeah, I'm sure you do seem really cool to them because they definitely knew who she was, which is really disturbing to think about.
It's a weird and gross topic. And I have just recently also seen a video where these kids who look even younger than them, honestly, they might have been like 11 or 12 came up to a porn star and was like, oh, like they jerk off to you is literally what they were saying.
Okay.
And like, they were all like loving that. And like, she was laughing and saying like, I don't condone this. Like, I don't know, whatever. There has to be a certain line where it's like, yeah, no shit. Prepubescent people, you know, are exploring themselves.
I don't think people are shocked to find that.
But that is not what this is about.
You should not be going on their podcast, calling her, like having this be like a public thing that then now, I don't know, maybe there are kids that actually do watch them. But like, I know the reason they got big was because adults were watching the clips and just like thought it was funny and blew up the comment sections. I don't know. They probably do have kid fans though. Everything about it. I'm like, David Dobrik, what the fuck are you doing? And then also
classic
Sophie
David Dobrik.
Rain. I get that. Like, yeah, that's a very like weird, uncomfortable situation, but maybe like, don't say like, hell yeah. I mean, like, no, you're not going to go to the fucking homecoming.
Well, yeah, no, on so many levels. But I think that the main thing being you are a porn star. You're not an influencer.
Yeah.
You're not doing comedy skits or like doing Get Ready With Me's. Mm-hmm. So I think that there is a very distinct difference why these kids should never meet her or talk to her. I already think it's such a fine line with porn stars where it's like going up to them and being like, hey,
I'm a huge fan.
I know you. That's awkward.
Yeah.
That's awkward. You know why they know
but
you. You know
what I mean? But facilitating the situation for 14-year-olds to
diabolical.
Do it to her
disgusting.
Is so gross. And gross. Like, also, like, if that was like reversed genders, I'm sorry. It's just so weird. Like, if you had like girls like ask a 21-year-old guy to go to homecoming with them, no one would be laughing and being like, that's so cool.
I think that it makes it just exponentially worse. The porn aspect of it makes it so that they should just never meet. Because then that meeting, whether she's doing something quote unquote nice to be like, yeah, like a homecoming, like whatever, it becomes sexual.
Yeah.
Because it's like, but he only knows you
it
because of that.
Innately sexual. Like, it's not like she does OnlyFans and has no. She does OnlyFans.
That's what she does.
Yeah.
And if you want to do that, sex work is work. Great. Lovely. But I think that also you as a creator need to draw that line.
Exactly.
And it's like, I'm not doing this. Like, the second you pan to children, hang up.
Be like, hi, I'm so sorry, I have to go, bye. The fact that David Dobrik thought that this was an appropriate thing to do is insane to me. Like, you aren't their cool older brother that's like showing them porn.
No.
Like, oh my God, what the fuck are you doing? It's insane for multiple reasons, but I just saw it and I was like, what the fuck? Luckily, the comment section did have a lot of people being like, what is this? Like, what are you doing?
Disgusting.
But the fact that David did it and just is like giggling through the whole thing, like, I was blown
classic
away.
David.
It
I
is
think
so classic David, but
is.
I'm just like, still?
Even in his retirement,
yeah,
he's
like,
still doing the same
insane.
Shit. Oh, God.
That was pretty much it. But it felt like a good short topic we could cover.
Anyway, have you seen all of the Jake Paul AI?
Of him saying that he's gay?
Not gay. He's just like doing Get Ready With Me's.
Oh, there's I saw one video that was covering it that was like, oh my God, did you guys realize that was all AI? And it wasn't really Jake Paul. And I was like, well, it did look kind of creepy, actually. But it was a video of him saying that he was gay, that he was coming out and was painting his nails while he was doing it. Or no, he was gonna do his makeup and then he like came out with a palette or something.
Well, I was gonna show you one of his, but since you've already seen some of them, I will show you another video that I thought was so fucking hilarious, and I literally thought, oh my God, that's gonna be my We Love the Internet. And then a follow-up video looks like it is AI. So I don't know if this is AI too, and I just really hope it's not because it made me really happy. Anyway, here we go. It's an animal one.
Ma'am, I need you to step back from the animal. You realize it's against the ordinance to feed wildlife like this?
Benny. Not just wildlife, officer. That's Benny. He's been coming by for 8 winters. I look after him.
It's still dangerous. That bear could hurt you.
Do you think that's AI?
No, because I... Now that you say that, I don't know.
Because there's a follow-up one that's absolutely AI of her feeding him chicken.
Yeah.
That's absolutely AI. And all the comments were calling it. I was like, no, not Benny.
Wait, I just accepted that it wasn't AI. And it was just really... I've seen the other
ones. Oh, do you see how the turntables?
This is less about the video and more about the comment. It was like a top comment on a TikTok. And I cackled. Is it Haim, the band? Is that how you say it?
Is it the lady with the bass?
What? It's three sisters and they're friends with like Taylor Swift. That's like the only reason I know they are. Is it, do you say it, Haim?
How do you not know her bass face?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not surprised though, based on this video. It's a video of them dancing to the Law and Order SVU theme song. So quite the boots. You might say.
Quite the boots?
Yeah. A lot of people
they're
commenting
long.
About just the shoes in general. But someone commented and said, did Roald Dahl make those shoes?
Oh my God.
And I started cackling.
That was funny.
That was pretty spot on. The little boots look like the bad guys in Powderpuff Girls.
That's what I was going to say it looked like. 100%.
But the Roald Dahl one killed me.
Well, anyway, guys, if you made it to the end, we appreciate you very much. But that's all we got. So we hope you enjoyed it. And until next time, we'll see you with our next costumes. We hope you have a wonderful weekend and we'll see you on Monday. Bye.
Cheers.